FM 104 is switched on and I'm joined by Daniel and Adam of Dolphcane. Hello.
Hello, Louise. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for chatting to me. So you have a brand new single out, Plato. Tell me a little bit about the single.
Yeah, it's the first song we've released since 2022. We released a short EP back in 2022. I suppose there was a bit of time in between kind of making music. We took a kind of slow over the last year, mm-hmm. and just with our schedules and things like that. So Plato is our most recent song. It's a song that we've been working on for a while. I suppose to give you insights into the song itself, I mean, it's quite a upbeat song, you know, it's got a nice groove to it, nice beat, but I think there's kind of bits and pieces for everybody in there. There's a bit of electric guitar. It just came out last week, actually, so we're delighted with it.
And from doing the EP to the new single, was it nice to take a bit of time on it?
Yeah, I suppose, like, one thing we did kind of, I suppose, mutually decide on when we started writing music together was it wasn't something we were going to really, I guess, regimentally work on.
Yeah. You know,
every single week. We wanted it to be kind of fun.
Yeah.
Because we released, prior to it, we were releasing music individually ourselves. And this was kind of like a passion project. It was just a bit of fun. So there wasn't any sort of time frame put on anything when we were writing. It's just we'd meet up maybe once a month or every couple of weeks, you know. And generally when we met up, we'd come away with a song done, actually, which was great. So it was kind of nice to just have it a bit more fluid and a bit more organic, you know.
Yeah, because then you can enjoy it and really get creative instead of feeling pressured to do something.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Yeah, it definitely can take the fun out of it when you feel like you're under pressure. You know?
Absolutely. So where did your journey with music begin?
I suppose very early age. We come from a very musical family. Myself and Adam grew up in bands together. You know, I'd be fronting bands and he'd be actually the drummer in the bands. And I suppose our father is a guitarist as well. He's a blues man.
Excellent.
And everybody in the family, I think, can sing, right?
Yeah.
So.
Almost everyone.
They like to think they can. Anyway. But it's very musical. You know, we just kind of grew up. We've always kind of known to be in kind of rock bands and things like that. So it almost seemed kind of, I suppose, normal for me and Adam to, I suppose, later on in our 20s. To
create a new routine of it.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. So,
took you so long to work together?
Ego monster. Not mine. I think it's when you grow up with someone and you spend so long with them,
yeah.
You realize that maybe you just need sort of a mental break that isn't spoken out loud.
Yeah, I don't need a break from it.
Yeah.
I understand that completely. I have an older sister and I don't think we could write music together.
No, it's great. It's great. We really do enjoy it now. And again, I suppose starting out, it felt a bit unnatural. I suppose the first song or two, trying to find a sort of rhythm with things. But like as time has gone on, like the music has kind of taken shape, and we're finding our own sound. And it's just great. It's just great to be able to do it with just the two of us as well. You know.
Yeah, because it is the two of you that put everything into it. So you produce it, you write, you kind of do everything behind the scenes in it.
Pretty much now, in fairness, like I'd kind of write, well, it just depends. Mm. Every time is different. I'd write like a little tune or a little, I suppose, melody or whatever, bring it to Adam. Adam really is the brains in terms of like, he has the studio, he's the producer. He would play a lot of the instrumentation on it, but, and then I kind of would sing on it as well. But it's collaborative in its own respect, but It is all written and recorded by ourselves, but I have to give props to Adam there, even though he's a humble boy.
Don't leave yourself in the dark.
It is nice to have, I suppose, the say and the control over it, though, just being the two.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Or do you miss, because obviously you were in bands and you've done bands together. Do you miss that collaboration with other people, though?
Kind of. I mean, the playing in bands growing up, the collaboration was kind of mainly in a live set.
Yeah.
Whereas like this is more like it's in studio as a collaboration. So it's a lot slower. It's a lot more, there's a lot more thinking that goes into it than than there would be in terms of going into like a live performance. Because I feel like growing up, it only really revolved around doing gigs and trying to get gigs. Whereas this is like, well, let's try plan how we can, I guess, be understood through what we're making, you know?
And you're able to approach it with, I suppose, enjoyment being the forefront, and then the rest is just bonus, I suppose.
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly it, yeah.
Yeah, which is a nice way to be. What's three things people need to know about Dolph Kane?
Oh, that's... I'll let you fire on.
Even two. People find three really hard for some reason, so we can even do two.
First of all, we don't necessarily understand our own name.
That's okay.
So if you're confused, Daniel just said it one day and I was just like, okay, that sounds like something, but not anything at the same time.
Yeah, it was, I don't know why we were talking about that actor.
I think we were watching Rocky or something.
Yeah, like Dolph Lundgren from Rocky, and Dolph sounded, I couldn't tell you where Kane came from, but I suppose just that, like, it's not that people should know anything about us, but like, if you know, obviously we're two brothers. We come from Kildare. We're actually in Kildare here, and it'll be quite Kildare. And like, we're a band or a project, whatever you want to label it as. We're people who just don't really take it too seriously. We just do it for the fun. I think that's why we enjoy it too much. And I guess, you know, it's something to kind of take on board for anybody who is in a project or a band.
And doesn't necessarily have any kind of direction, but you can still.
Yeah,
you know, have fulfillment in where you are at a certain stage and not necessarily move forward or back with it, you know.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah,
just to lay kind of precedent to just create.
Which is nice.
I think it's also reflected in the song as well, like the lyrics. You'll hear it in the lyrics as well, you know. Don't be fooled by all the distractions is kind of, you know, us being honest to ourselves and just kind of being as transparent and have as much fun as possible, you know.
Yeah, because I do think we lose that sometimes as well, because you're like, okay, well, this can lead to this, and you're kind of always trying to achieve something else, where it is nice to just enjoy doing something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. In saying that, do you think you'll ever do a gig?
Yeah, that's the plan, I think.
I think so.
We're busy enough, I suppose, in our own, in terms of our own schedules. I know even Adam is actually releasing his own album this year.
Okay.
Under his own name. So he's busy with that, and I'm busy myself. But I suppose we haven't like pinned down a certain date. We don't have a date in mind, but it's definitely something that's on the cards that we hope to achieve even by the end of the year.
Just get one gig. If we can manage to put some overtime in to get a rehearsal with some other musicians, you know.
Yeah,
exactly. Excellent. So the brand new single Plato is out now. Where can people keep up to date with everything you're doing?
Just, you can find it on all streaming platforms. We have an Instagram page as well. Again, we're not as active as we probably should be on it, but you'll definitely find us on the likes of Instagram and obviously Spotify and the likes. Yeah.
Excellent, Daniel and Adam of Dolph Kane. Thank you very much for chatting to me.